I believe in the New Testament word of God.
Who made it?
Who made it?
How do you know why there's only 27 books?
Okay, I'm ready for an answer. I'm giving you an answer for that. Ready? Will you listen? Okay. So the Council of Nicaea, a lot of people like to say, first of all, the Catholic Church wasn't even established then.
I'm asking you a different question. I'm going to tell you
where the Bible came from. So the New Testament, the Council of Nicaea, 325 AD, they came together.
382.
Not to invent new books. They came together and they used this criteria. You're not letting me answer.
Okay.
They used this criteria to establish the New Testament. There was multiple books flying around that didn't belong in there. There were books that did belong in there. And the criteria was, who wrote it? Were they eyewitnesses of Christ? And what's the timeline? And based upon that, the absolute New Testament is accurate. There are men like Luther that tried to get James and Revelation and Hebrews ripped out because it doesn't keep his easy believe theology. But no one invented new books. Men established what were the recognized canon from the people that walked with Jesus. That's how we have the New Testament. Nothing to do with Roman Catholicism.
Who was those men?
Who were those men? They were bishops from that time.
Exactly.
Bishops is in the Bible, sir. That has nothing to do with Roman Catholicism.
Okay.
Paul says in Titus 1, bishops, presbyters.
Why yelling? I mean, can we have a conversation like
bishops,
humans?
Presbyters.
Like
humans?
Can we speak like humans? Like yelling and making... let me just ask you a question.
First of all, I didn't yell. You were walking away, so I said it louder so you could hear me.
Right now,
I'm not yelling in your face.
Right now,
that's a misrepresentation.
Okay.
Bishop is in the Bible.
Okay,
Titus 1.
I know.
What does that mean?
Listen. What that says, obey Christ, right?
The sign says obey Christ. Yeah, that's the way to eternal life because of his shed blood, death, burial, and resurrection.
Yes, yes.
Faith and works go together.
Okay. What Matthew 16, 18 says?
Matthew 16, 18 talks about him building his body, his ecclesia.
His church. Right?
The ecclesia.
How many?
Many?
One or two or three or seven.
One.
Okay.
He builds it. No man.
No
popes.
I never said man or popes. I don't believe in popes.
But are you Catholic?
Yeah.
There you go.
Who told you that?
So you believe in popes and bishops of the Catholic Church.
I believe in popes. I believe in Jesus.
Could I get one thing straight? Ready? We are Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
We're part of the universal body of Christ around the world.
You are
Roman Catholic, which is a pagan corruption of the universal body.
Okay,
I just want to get that clear.
That's your personal opinion?
No, there's only one body, so we're part of it. We're of Christ, and we're of the one universal body.
Okay.
You're of Roman Catholicism, which is a pagan corruption mixed with Christianity.
Okay, that's your
opinion? About 7th century, something like that.
7th century, okay.
Yeah,
that's
7th
your
century,
opinion.
8th century.
Okay.
First pope shows up. Some popes said they had never existed.
Okay. Can I speak now?
You know that?
Can you speak up now? Have you read any of the Spanish we call it, or in Spanish it is primitive church, pretty much.
You talking about early church fathers?
Yeah, early
second, church third century.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Tertullian and these.
Yeah, I don't know how to say.
They're not inspired, so we don't put them up with Scripture.
No.
Yep.
No, I'm not saying that they're inspired or they are.
Why would we get truth from them?
What I'm saying is, that's the Church of Christ, right? The first Christians.
No.
They're not.
No. Second, third century by then, ready?
Okay.
Can I answer? Paul said, when I leave, ravenous wolves are going to come in. Right after the first century, heresy came in. And you know what happened? Do you know how the Roman Catholic Church got established? I want to share with you. Three main things happened that helped establish the Roman Catholic Church. Paul established multiple elders and deacons in every town, not a hierarchy. Paul was baptizing adults, not children, okay? And Paul said the bread and the wine was a symbol, not the literal body, okay, of Jesus Christ. Now, what happened is, by the second, third century, you had men. By the second, third century, you had men already ruling over regions as bishop that left God's plan. It was always autonomous local bodies. Two, they started going into mysticism, pretending the bread and the wine was the literal body and blood of Christ. That's mysticism.
That's not what
the Word of God. And three, they started baptizing babies. You know why they started baptizing babies? Because conversion no longer was for an adult to make a decision. They said, let's get control of the whole family when they're little.
Okay.
So I got water dipped. And when I was 12, I told people, I don't have a faith. And they said, yes, you do. And I said, what do you mean? You were baptized Catholic. And I said, I didn't make that decision. Doesn't matter. You're Roman Catholic.
Okay,
they did it to usurp authority. So no, the second and third century men are not the men we take truth for.
Okay, can I speak now?
Sure.
Will you listen?
If it's truth.
Okay.
So is it truth? We're going to test it.
If I believe...
Step up, brother. I want you to test it with me.
Okay, listen. I listen to you with respect. This is a free country, right?
Sure.
And a true Christian will respect and treat others like Christians, right? What I'm saying is a true Christian will respect others, right?
No.
You don't respect
others. I don't respect false teaching.
Okay. Let's do this.
I don't respect Adolf Hitler.
How many? Okay.
I don't respect Mormons.
Okay.
I don't respect Roman Catholicism because it's a pagan religion.
Can I speak, please?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm just answering. I don't respect.
Okay.
I love.
Awesome.
Love, different. But I don't respect.
So, do you believe when Jesus says that he was going to found a church that it was going to exist forever, right? Until the last day.
So right? He said the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
Mm-hmm. Nobody will destroy that church, right? Mm-hmm. Do you believe that or not?
Yes.
So that church, if you read, how do you say in English? Because in Spanish it's a lot easier for me. What is it that book called? You got the four, Mateo, Marco, Lucas, Matthew, Mark, Lucas,
Gospels.
John. And the Gospels. And then which is the next book?
Epistles.
In
the
English.
Epistles. Paul wrote the Epistles,
Hechos
then you have the Gospels.
Apostles. Hechos. Yep. Uh-huh. Okay, in that you can see clearly. That is church.
Local bodies.
What was going?
Uh-huh. Local bodies.
What the church was going?
One body, local bodies. Multiple men ruling, no popes, no baby baptism.
Okay.
The bread and the wine was just bread and wine.
Okay, let me speak up a little bit.
No worship of Mary.
Can I speak or not?
No worship of Mary.
Can I speak or not? Okay.
What's your point?
If you read that book.
The Bible.
Yes, the Bible. But it's one of the books, because the Bible is not one book. It's 27 books in the New Testament.
Right.
And depending on what religion or what...
Yeah, Bible means a collection. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a Bible. It's like a library, a small library. But anyways, if you read that specific book, it tells you...
Wait, which specific book?
The one we just talked about. I don't know how to say it in English.
Epistles? Which one?
No. The life of the apostles. Hechos de los Apóstoles.
Yeah, I guess I don't know which book you're talking about, but... Well, whatever. Tell me what it says. Maybe I'll know what book you're talking about.
That book specifically says how God built this church.
You're talking about Acts 2, maybe?
Yeah, it says...
They came together steadfast,
like,
all in
like
one faith.
When Peter had his first speech over 3,000...
Acts 2.
Okay,
Acts 2.
Over 3,000 people convert, right?
Yep, they were Jews.
And what he says, he showed up in that town, right? Let's say we showed up. He's Peter.
It was Israel. They were all coming to be there, part of the Torah law.
Okay. He's Peter. Let's pretend, right? Obviously. He shows up here, and he talks to 3,000 people, right? And when he speaks, because he says when he speaks, he doesn't say when. Well, anyways, he talks about God. He teaches people, right? And over 3,000 people believe, convert Jesus, right?
That's, yep, they have Pentecost.
And he says clearly that all those people, first they got baptized.
Yeah. As adults.
And they, he doesn't say us as adults.
Yeah. If he does say you listen, repent. Well, he does say repent.
You don't listen, you don't need to speak.
But you're incorrect. They didn't get baptized. They repented, and then they were baptized to receive the Holy Spirit.
Okay. Whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Acts 2.
Acts of the Apostles.
Mm-hmm. Acts of the Apostles. Okay. Yeah. Acts 2.
Okay, I didn't know. I'm sorry, because I talked to people in Spanish. When those 3,000 convert, you don't have to be super sharp, super smart, but if you learn the Jewish, how they live, how many kids do you think they have?
How many kids?
How many kids in America an average of a family has?
Right? Depends what you're talking about. When I grew up, it was 5 or 6. Today, it's less than 2.
Two or three, right?
Less than 2 or 3 today.
How many they had back then?
Nobody knows. But bigger families, probably.
It was huge families. Maybe. And when they said, what's your name, sir? Let's say you...
Akuo?
Yeah. Akuo's family, it will include his slaves and everybody. If you really learn, study how they live. Because I'm not going to judge them the way we live now.
You're going for baby baptism? Is that what you're going for?
Well, what I'm saying is, when they baptized his whole family, when Peter was in jail, and the angel freed him, and the guy was going to commit suicide, and they teach him the gospel, and he learned... He says his entire family got baptized that night.
It says his household. It doesn't say infants. A household, ready? Household could be servants. A household could be uncles. It doesn't say infants. Nephews. So in my household, ready? Mm-hmm. So in my household, when I had children, it was my wife and children.
Awesome.
And then when my mother and father lived with me, we had other adults. So if somebody came over and baptized our household, they would have baptized me and my wife and my mother and my father, not the baby that can't even choose Jesus. Because the covenant is for, the new covenant is for those that choose to follow Christ. Okay? And see, here's the thing. First of all, has the Roman Catholic taught you that's why they don't have lady priests? When men reason, what are women supposed to do?
Because if you read the Bible, it says
Supposed to do when men reason? That's why you don't have women priests. Have you taught your wife this? That she shouldn't
she
be...
Can speak.
She can teach men?
She can learn.
Okay, but in silence it says learn in 1 Corinthians 4. 14,
oh, no, that's the Old
Paul
Testament.
Says.
That's the Old
woman
Testament.
Can talk.
No, that 1 Corinthians 14 is in the New Testament, sir.
Okay.
It says, let the women be silent and ask their husband at home.
But he says that you have
see,
to
the Catholics aren't biblical,
your,
sir. Catholics aren't biblical. I have to stop you. I can't listen into it anymore.
Ephesians
the Pope has been admitted to protect and move pedophiles around.
Okay.
The Pope has admitted that they take money. Do you know why? Do you know why priests took a vow of celibacy years ago? Priests
because the Bible says that it's better for you.
No,
to
it's
be
not
like,
because of the Bible.
Like,
not because of the Bible. The Bible says in the last days they'll be forbidding people to marry. The reason they made priests take celibacy, ready, is because priests were living their whole life getting paid,
and let me speak at
their
all.
Money. Their money would go to their families.
Okay.
They decided to avow a celibacy. Now all the money goes to the Roman Catholic Church.
That's your opinion.
The richest business in the world is the Roman Catholic perverted church. It's a corruption. I don't have anything else to listen to. No.
No, because
you won't listen to the biblical truth.
I'm listening.
Would you listen to the biblical gospel?
Has he been a true Christian, like... When you speak
Jesus didn't let the Pharisees talk very long. They said something and he corrected them and he rebuked them, sir. You need a rebuke from your false religion. You need a rebuke from your false religion. We love you. You need to repent. Roman Catholicism is deceiving you. You're going to lose your soul following the Pope and priests and all of these false ways. Test yourself, neighbors. Don't be deceived by this wicked culture and man-made religion. Seek the kingdom of God. In spirit and truth.